This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Golds. We have been working on an outline of Romans 11 for a while, and now come to the conclusion of what Paul was teaching. The final four verses of the chapter, however, take on a very different format. To this point, Paul has been very analytical, didactic, and engaging. As I've mentioned a number of times, what he has to say is both simple to follow and confusing and challenging to understand. I've used the word conundrum to describe my experience. After studying this chapter for a while, I was on a four-hour flight from Chicago to San Diego. If you've been on a flight like this in the economy class, you know how crowded it can be. I fortunately had an aisle seat. But with the extra room, I also became aware of the extra traffic in the aisle. There was a spy thriller movie on the screen right in front of me. Though I didn't have the headset on, the action would distract me from my study from time to time. All of a sudden, amidst all the distractions, I was captivated with these four verses. It was as though the conundrum of the chapter broke into a cacophony of praise. I believe that's what happened to Paul as he was writing this chapter. As I contemplated the mystery of God's master plan, all of a sudden my reasoning was superseded by a humble yet awe-filled silent praise to God. Tears filled my eyes as I tried to read God's word. The distractions around me faded as I experienced genuine worship of God. That's not what I expected. It just came over me in a powerful way. It was one of the richest times of worship I've had in some time. If you'd like to review these messages, go to my website, gettinggodsmessage.org.